The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Call it Stormy Monday, Tuesday's just as bad.
Welcome, welcome to Political Bomb Show. Back from my little winter break, it's your host Rashawn Blyden. 3/4/2019, politicalbombshow.cf. We are going to talk about the BBC radio that they dropped Michael Jackson's songs off the radio. The House is opening obstruction probe. Ivanka rocks Grindron. Cuomo, he mulls over 2020. This is becoming a joke. I mean, how many Democrats are running on that side? It's literally a laughing stock. It really and truly is. What else are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about Trump marathon, longest speech of a presidency, and the crowd, well, the crowd erupts and they chant, "Lock her up." Wow. She really needs to be locked up, honestly. She honestly needs to be locked up. It's no joke. We're gonna keep chanting this until she's locked up. It's a small chance in hell that's going to ever happen, though. I don't believe that she's ever going to be locked up, unfortunately. And who else? What else? So many more things. Video game to cast anti-vaxxers as disease spreaders. I don't know what that's about. Base clings tight despite rising tide of troubles. Troubles. Facebook directs massive lobbying campaign politicians around the world. Are we surprised by that? We shouldn't be surprised by that at all. And so many more things right after this.
Pop, pop, your girls are da 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 da. I might pull up in the drive side with a Draco, go brrrr da da.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show. So let's get right into it on this lovely Monday. Let's see. So BBC Radio drops Michael Jackson's songs. Let's see why. I could only allege that it's probably something to do with all the allegations of child abuse, but let's see. So BBC Radio 2 drops Michael Jackson's songs from the airwaves after new strings of child sex abuse claims against the one-time king of pop. Michael Jackson's music appears to have been dropped from the BBC Radio 2's playlist following new child sex abuse claims. The decision is reported to have been made last week ahead of Channel 4 News documentary about the star's alleged crimes, Leaving Neverland, which will be broadcast this week. In the program, the Sunday Times reports that James Safechuck, 40, and Wade Robson, 36, claim they were sexually assaulted and raped while they were children by the pop star after being groomed over a number of years. So, Mr. Robinson said in an interview with the BBC last week that the abuse started when he was just 7. Oh my. He said, every time I stayed the night with him, he abused me, fondling, touching my entire body and my penis. Both Mr. Robson and Mr. Safechuck had defended Jackson before his death by offering testimony in a court case that the star had not abused them. So why are they changing now? I don't understand. Did he pay them off, or are they lying now, or why would they lie now? He's dead, so I don't understand. Some of his dedicated fans have said this is proof of Jackson's innocence. The BBC announced last week that it had commissioned a BBC to program about the latest revelations, Michael Jackson, The Rise and Fall. Radio 2 hasn't played a solo Jackson track since last Saturday when they broadcast his 1979 hit Rock With You. Former pop star Gary Glitter, who was jailed for 16 years in 2015 for having sex with a 12-year-old fan, attempting to rape an 8-year-old and, oh my, unbelievable. This is hard to read. An indecent assault. This is sick stuff. Similarly, disappeared from radio airwaves when earlier abuse revelations came to light. A spokesman for the corporation said, "It is not true that Michael Jackson has been dropped off the Radio 2 playlist, which is new releases, as he hasn't been featured on it. We don't ban songs or artists, and Michael Jackson, like any other artist, could be played on BBC Radio, as we have said. We consider each piece of music on its merits and decisions on what we play on different networks are also always made with relevant audience and context in mind." It's just a great way of saying it, putting it, but obviously that's not why they did it. We know exactly why they did it. Either way, I'm not going to give my opinion, because I've given my opinion before. And if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, then it's a duck. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I won't say any more. No, no, no. So, what else do we have in the news here? My newly soundboard seems to be acting up, but it's not playing the sounds as I want. We'll have to deal with that another time. Okay, so let's see what else we got in the news. Ivanka rocks Gridiron. I don't really care, honestly, so I'm not going to read it. Cuomo mulls 2020 run. Who cares? Another stupid idiot Democrat to the mix. Another Looney Tune. Another Looney Tune. Who cares? Who cares? Okay. So, what else we got here? Anti-abortion heartbeat. Bill gains momentum in Texas. Very good. Very good. Facebook directs massive lobbying at politicians around the world. Facebook tried to influence politicians, including George Osborne, doing a lobbying campaign against new data privacy laws. Documents seen by The Observer and Computer Weekly reveal that the social media giant tried to influence countries including Canada, Brazil, and all 28 EU states. Sheryl Sandberg, chief operating officer of Facebook, asked then Chancellor of Mr. Osborne to really help shape the proposals about European data. This bottom line, they want to continue to sell and to steal your data. Do you understand? They want to, let's see who's getting sued here. Sues over sales of fake accounts. Facebook sues over sales of fake accounts, like and followers. I've heard about stuff like this where people buy followers and such. Who cares? I don't care.
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
I don't care, folks.
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
Yes, I really don't care. You could go ahead and buy them. Facebook Inc. said on Friday that it filed a lawsuit along with Instagram in U.S. federal court against four companies and three people based in the People's Republic of China for promoting the sale of fake accounts, likes, and followers. In a blog post, the company said here, the accused people and companies promoted the sales on both Facebook and Instagram, as well as other online services providers, including Amazon, Apple, Google, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So what?
Zuckerberg.
Okay, what else do we have here? We have McKillen sorry for saying Spacey singer alleged abuse occurred because we're in the closet. We're in the closet. We are in the closet. Who is... Okay. This looks like... Actor Ian McKellen has apologized for remarks in which he appeared to suggest that allegations of sexual abuse that have been leveled against Kevin Spacey and Bryan Singer resulted from the entertainers unease with their own sexuality. Interested. Very interesting. He could be right. 1.9% body fat, NFL prospect physique phenomenon. Phenomenon. DK Metcalf's physique became a viral phenomenon. I wish my physique could look even a one-tenth as good as that. But it's just not to be. It's just not to be, man. Australia's Jews weary of far-right charm offensive. Spielberg war on Netflix. Before I talk about that, I could understand why he wants to rage war on Netflix, because it's just no competition, man. But they're producing content that I'm loving. Obviously, I'm not talking about the Obama, whatever they have. I've not even been a little bit curious. I just glazed right over that. But I'm talking about these series that they're producing. For instance, what is that one? Shut up, Siri. I'm not talking to you. What is that? Elite. If you haven't watched Elite, oh, man. I could tell a series is unbelievable when it just draws me in and I can't help but to binge watch. And that's what I did this weekend, or Saturday anyway. I was just engulfed in that series. Elite was amazing. You have to watch it. It's just incredible. I really hope that there's a season two for that, because it was amazing. So, You definitely have to check it out. So let's see. I could understand. They're well produced. So I could see why someone like a Spielberg or these Hollywood producers or directors would be fearful. So let's just read a little bit of this. It's clear Steven Spielberg hasn't warmed up to Netflix. Less than a week after Netflix Roma walked away with 3 Oscars awards, IndieWire reports Spielberg intends to propose an Academy rule change that would disqualify Netflix original films from Oscar contention. Why? He's expected to make his case during the next Academy Board of Governors meeting scheduled for April. Steven, he sounds like he's crying. Steven, are we crying? Steven, I guess we're crying. Stevie, crying. Okay. Spokesperson says a production, don't you move me, stop moving around. I swear someone's remotely takes over my computer sometimes. It's just things are moving by itself. I have to run my antivirus. Report Spielberg intends to propose. Okay, I read that already. Steven feels strongly about the difference between the streaming and theatrical situation, said a spokesperson for Amblin, a production company founded by Spielberg. He'll be happy if the others will join his campaign when that comes up at the Academy Board of Governors meeting. He will see what happens. Spielberg, sore loser. I mean, really, man, really. Who represents the director's branch on the Academy Board has been a vocal critic of streaming giants and their unorthodox approach to filmmaking. If it works, it works. People, they're haters. They are haters, man. They are a hating. Do you agree with them or disagree? I disagree strongly. I say stop being a hater. Stop crying. Stop whining like a poo-poo. Really, man. I mean, are you guys that, are you serious? I mean, you're really crying? You're crying because, Because I don't know what to say. I mean, they're just crying like a baby. They really are crying like a baby. You know what I mean? Baby cry. Cry, cry, cry. That's exactly what they're doing. They're crying. Crying, crying, crying. Like a baby. Cry, cry, cry. All right, what else do we have here? What else do we have here? Takes beef to the academy, or is still talking about the crying baby? Snowbound man survives 5 days on Taco Bell sauce packets. Wow. I mean, how much packets of Taco Bell sauce did this man have? A man whose car was stranded in central Oregon snow for 5 days survived by eating Taco Bell sauce packets and starting the engine periodically to warm up. A snow blower found Jeremy Taylor, 36, on Friday, and a search and rescue team member who rode to him on a large snow tractor brought him out of the woods. I'm trying to see how much packets of sauce did he have, man. I mean, did he have like a he let's see, I'm looking at the I'm safe, my alley dog is safe, thank you everyone. It doesn't say here. I wish it would tell me. That would be great to know. Taco Bell hot sauce packets. It doesn't tell me how. Oh wait. In a response to a friend comment about how he ate 3 Taco Bell hot sauce packets doing the ordeal, he joked, "Taco Bell fire sauce saved lives." Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't really. Good for him. He survived. Really, that's good. Very good. Front pages, UK, the papers. I don't know, don't care. Box office, TV ratings. Let's see what's going on here. Speaking of box offices, come on, anyone hype for Captain Marvel? I am. I usually like to see stuff like that, before everyone else. Like it opens Friday officially, but Thursday you could go to the Thursday late showing, and I usually do that, except I have to work so early that next day that it's gonna be crazy, and so I can't do it. So it's really pisses me off. But let's look at the box. I wanted to go see this one too, because I've seen all the other ones, How to Train a Dragon, but I'm hearing really good things about this one, about how great it looks. But so we'll see. We shall see. No one give me any spoilers for Captain Marvel next week, please. Don't do it. Don't do it. If it's one thing I don't like, is someone, what do you call that? A spoiler. I don't want any spoilers. Grace Jones, sexy at 70. Okay. I refrain from comments. I refrain from comments. There's not much I could say about that. Not much I'm gonna say about that. Not anything at all except for one thing. And that's it. That's all I have to say about that. Okay. What else? What else? What else? I wish my soundboard would be at 100% peak. Okay, so world's top ranked Bridges player suspended for doping. Not into sports really. Man gets 25 years for impregnating an 11-year-old girl. Oh my gosh. That's sick. All he gets is 25 years for impregnating an 11-year-old girl? He looks sick. He's a sick person. He's from Oregon. And he's looks sick. Obviously, this is not the real color of his hair. He dyed his hair red. It's some white guy here, young white kid. And he impregnating an 11-year-old girl. This is sick. Billy Joe Smith. I hope that they rape you repeatedly over and over in your anus, in your mouth, in your ears, in your nose. And I hope you choke on the... Alright, so I don't want to get too graphic, but this angers me. This is sick. This is freak. This is sick. You're a sick MF-er. An Oregon man was sentenced to 25 years in prison for impregnating an 11-year-old girl. Billy J. Smith, 28, pleaded guilty Thursday to first-degree rape in Klamath County, and a judge handed down his sentence the same day, the record shows. Authorities arrested Smith, Sprades River resident, in March 2018 after the child was found to be 18 weeks pregnant, according to the Herald and News of Klamath Falls, which reported the case. Now see, in this case here, definitely an abortion is the humane thing to do for an 11-year-old child. It's not possible for this 11-year-old child to go through the ordeal of a pregnancy and trying to deliver a baby. It's sick. It really is. Smith fled Oregon soon after prosecutors charged him with two counts of first-degree rape and one count of first-degree sexual abuse stemming from the November 2017 incident, records show. He was arrested in Nevada a month later and extradited back to Oregon, according to court documents. Records show Smith is also wanted in Wisconsin on outstanding charges of forgery, battery, and resisting arrest. Yeah, this is heartbreaking. This really is heartbreaking. It really and truly is. In the other news here, you have a 19-year-old woman. She was a participant in Bonnie and Clyde crime spree or victim of violent assault. So the 19-year-old woman remained in federal custody Friday in Portland after police say she accompanied two men on a crime spree that started in the killing of an Uber driver in Colorado, included armed robberies in two other states, and ended with arrest in Oregon. Oregon State Police Captain Timothy Fox compared the rash of violence to the deadly exploits of Bonnie and Clyde. Wow, man. Honestly, lots of bad stuff. Bad stuff. Bad people. Bad people. Bad people. Honestly, not good at all. It really is horrible. Indeed, lock her up. Okay, what else do we have here? We have... Well, since we're talking about locking her up, lock her up chance erupts at the CPAC after Trump jokes about Russia Clinton's email. Let's see. Let's play. Come on, skip the survey. Come on, where's the mute?
You're having fun with the audience. If you're in live television with millions of people and 25,000 people in an arena, and if you say something like, Russia, please, if you can, get us Hillary Clinton's emails. Please, Russia, please. Please get us the emails. Please.
Locked her up. My words would be a little bit harsher, but hey, lock her up is fine. I've had the pleasure of being live at a Trump rally when we were chanting just that. It's so powerful. Just lock her up, seriously. Okay, so Trump's speech was the longest in presidency. Let's see. It says Trump's speech, 2-hour CPAC speech, is the longest of his presidency. So, oh, it was his presidency. I thought it was overall. Okay. Robert Mueller saying the investigation into him are. He said, oh, wow. I missed this CPAC. I wish I was. Okay, so let's read this. So President Trump's raucous speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference on Saturday clocked in at 2 hours and 2 minutes long, making it the longest speech of his presidency. The speech at the annual conservative gathering hit all of Trump's campaign topics. He blasted the media, calling them sick. He went after special Robert Mueller, saying that the investigations into him are BS, but he said the whole word. He mocked former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, imitating his Alabama accent. He railed against the Green New Deal and decried Democrats as socialists. He even embarked on an extensive tangent about a general he says he met on his trip to Iraq named Rasin Kane, who told him of more efficient ways to launch airstrikes in the region. Watch that colorful segment above. I don't see anything above there. Okay. So. Boy, did I miss it. I missed it. Let's see if maybe it's here. Let's see if we could hear a little bit of that. Come on. Skip, skip, skip. Hate these stupid ads. Skip, skip, skip. Let's skip it, skip it, skip it. Skip it, skip it, skip it.
It's not fair. Now this is why I flew. So I met generals I didn't know. General 1, General 2, General 3. I mean, these generals, there's no person in Hollywood that could play the role. These guys are like perfect people. I said, what's your name? Sir, my name is Raisin. What the hell kind of a name? I said, Raisin, like the fruit? He goes, yes, sir, Raisin. What's your last name? Kane. Raisin Kane. I said, you gotta be kidding. It's true. Raisin Kane. General, I just made him a big star. Just like I did with Mattis when I said, we're gonna give you a new nickname, because chaos is not a good nickname. So we changed his name. Called him Mad Dog, but it wasn't working too well. Mad Dog wasn't working too well. So what happened is I flew to Iraq. I wanted to meet the people on the site because I learn more sometimes from soldiers, what's going on, than I do from generals. I do. I hate to say it. I tell that to the generals all the time. But I didn't have to go there. I didn't have to go there because I meet and I land at this airport, the most incredible thing. We must have spent $3 billion building it. It's one of the reasons I don't want to leave Iraq so fast. I said, well, how do we leave this thing? So I have Raising Cane, three other generals, colonels, sergeants, and I said, bring the cameras, I'm going to make a movie. This is the most incredible thing. And I said to the generals, listen, we got to get out. I want to know, why is it going to take 2 years to knock off 2 or 3 or 4%, which is what we had left? It won't, sir. I said, tell me why it won't. It won't, sir. If we attack them in a different manner, we can do it much faster. Okay, General Raising Cane, how fast can... Sir, we can have it totally finished in 1 week. I said, 1 week? I was told 2 years. 1 week. That's right, sir. We're only hitting them from a temporary base in Syria. But if you gave us permission, we could hit them from the back, from the side, from all over, from the base that you're right on right now, sir. They won't know what the hell hit them.
Nah, Raising Cane.
They won't know what the hell hit him, sir.
I like him. He thinks like me.
And I said, why didn't my other generals tell me that? Why didn't they tell me that? I said, did you tell them that? Not our place to say it, sir. They come in from Washington, sir. We have to take orders. You're the first one to ask us our opinion. True. So I went back and I said, I'm going to get back to you soon, Raisin. I think you're great. I like you, Raisin Cane. But I did say, I said, well, hey, listen, we're in Iraq. Isn't that very far away from... I was here in a very short time, sir. I flew right in. Of course, he's taking a plane that goes 2,000 miles an hour, you know. But incredible. What you learn from being on the site. My father was a builder. He always used to say, nobody ever got rich by sitting behind their desk. It's true. It's true. He'd say, you got to be on this site. You got to be with the contractors.
Nice.
You got to see if they're ripping you off. You got to collect every nail that's dropped. Every piece of wood, you can sell it. You got to be on the site. You got to see while they're building, while they're under construction. Is that wall straight or if it's crooked? And you have to fix it before they build it, not after they build it when you rip everything down. True. You don't get rich by sitting behind a desk, so I didn't want to do that. And I'm in the White House and I was lonely. I said, let's go to Iraq. And I had a hell of a meeting in Iraq. And I'll tell you, those generals, not just Raisin Cane, General Cane, those generals were great. They were great. They knew their stuff. They were gung-ho. And it is true. I mean, you talk central casting. These guys, you couldn't, I mean, it's incredible. They had a master sergeant there. I could take him right now, bring him to Hollywood, make a military movie, and he's the star of the movie. That happened once before, you know. That did happen once before. Remember? They brought a man in, a sergeant, a drill sergeant, to teach some actor how to be a drill sergeant. The drill sergeant was so incredible that he ended up starring in the movie, and he should have gotten the Academy Award, by the way, but he didn't. That's because Hollywood discriminates against our people.
Okay, what else? I want to hear the there's more. Let's keep this going. I'm liking it. Are you guys liking it? I'm loving it. Let's see what else is next. Okay, seems like a commercial break right here. So the Army. Is this? Come on. Get out of there. Come on. Okay. Too much advertising. Alright, fine. Alright, so anyway, if you want to hear more, obviously go to CPAC and pick it up. I certainly will, because I was loving it. It's great stuff. Let's see, did he say anything about Kim Jong-un here? At the end of the marathon speech, Trump touched on his summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, which ended this week without denuclearization. Trump addressed the controversy he caused by defending Kim's role in the torture and death of American student Otto, explaining he was put in a horrible position because he wanted to negotiate with Kim without insulting him. A delicate balance, Trump said, is true. And they should know that was the reason why. I mean, what else could you do? So, yeah. What else do we have here? We're going to turn on our own. That's still part of the speech. I'm not going to get into Grace Jones. No, sirree. No, sirree. Won't get into that at all. No way. Anything else? Anything else? Dark Brilliance of Bret Easton Ellis. 10 undeniable facts about Michael Jackson's sexual abuse allegations. Okay, let's get into this real quick here. This is about the HBO documentary. Speaking of HBO, I am very pumped for what am I pumped for? Come on, everyone knows this show, or do you not know it? Do you not know what I'm talking about? Really? I mean, I remember when I first saw it, I was literally stunned by what I was seeing when I first saw this series. I'm telling you, I was like, what is this? I really don't know what's going on here. I've never seen such a thing and fell in love ever since. So let's see, what am I talking about here? I'm gonna be sad to see this go. I'm gonna be sad. I really am. But every good show has to end. Just like what's the one with making the drugs there? Why can't I think of it now? I can't think of it now. Something with bad. I can't think of it now. What is it? Why can't I think of the name of the show? Oh, this is gonna bug me. Someone help me out. What is the name of the show with it'll probably come to me when I'm done. Dang it. What is it? I have to remember this. Why can't I think of it? I can't even think of the network right now. Oh my goodness, this is pissing me off. Oh, what is the name of this song? What's the name of this show? What's the name of this show? Someone help me out. Breaking Bad, that's right. I was sad to see this one go. There could be some people still out there who haven't seen this show, so I don't want to do any spoilers, but this show was amazing. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad, it's worth binge watching. In fact, that's how I caught up, because I wasn't up on it. That friend at the time, he said if you love Dexter, you're gonna have to check this one out. This might maybe be better than Dexter. And I was like, no way, nothing could be better than Dexter. So I checked it out. And it was definitely a deep show. I loved it. I loved it, absolutely loved it. So every show has to come to an end. And so does Game of Thrones. So there's always something else that's going to come in and take over. Let's see. What is the breaking news here? At least 14 dead, many injured at Toronto, at a tornado hits Alabama. So a tornado hit just hit Alabama, and so let's see here. More than 10 dead, many injured in apparent large tornado in Alabama. Officials say fatalities could rise. That always happens. So thoughts and prayers for anyone who's out there in Alabama. Anything else? Oh, I was going to talk about this. The 10 undeniable facts about Michael Jackson's sexual abuse allegations. This documentary on HBO. The anguished voice of Wade Robinson's father will always haunt me. Back in 1993, when the first charges of sexual abuse were leveled at Michael Jackson by a 13-year-old boy named Jordan Geordie Chandler, I was assigned to write about the case for Vanity Fair. I naturally wanted to know if Jackson had befriended any other young boys, and it wasn't long before I heard the names Wade Robinson and Jimmy Safechuck. Wade's mother, Joy, wasn't talking, but his father, Dennis, surprised me by returning my call from his home in Australia. Dennis explained that Joy had taken Wade and his sister to Los Angeles so Wade could be with Michael Jackson, adding that I don't understand if, I mean, I'm just saying, if I was a parent and I don't care if the person is famous or not, and I'm hearing that there's been sexual abuse charges because this famous person, does things to little boys. I don't care how much money this person has. I'm not sending my little boy there to be raped or assaulted. It's just so pathetic. So, I mean, even if I was poor and this predator wanted to throw money at me, that's one thing. I've never, been the type that's going to sell my soul. Some coworkers, they laugh at me when they say, "You wouldn't do this for money?" I was like, "No, I'm not going to sell my soul." That's not selling your soul. Yes, it is. I mean, they would ask me some really off the wall questions like, "Yo, would you, how can I put it? Would you, and no, I don't want to talk about it." It's just the place that I work, it can be so, it's so, what's, they're just so, the jokes are so inappropriate. It's just not. That's all I'll say about it. It's just very inappropriate jokes. Anyway, so Wade could be with Jackson, adding that he was afraid that he might lose his son if he said anything against the pop superstar. Dennis' sorrow was compounded by his own dark secret. He himself had been molested as a child, he told me, and had been unable to bring himself to tell anyone for 30 years. Then, a week later, Dennis Robinson called me back. He had just gotten through this to his wife, and now he wanted to change his story and give me a quote praising Jackson. So the wife must have talked him out of it. Wow, Adam and Eve much? Adam and Eve much? Anyway, gas guzzling. Oh, this witch. Gas guzzling car rides expose occipital cortex, as Michael Savage calls her. Gas guzzling car rides exposes AOC hypocrisy amid Green New Deal pledge. Well, Rush is right about this. Hypocrisy don't stick to Democrats because the media don't call them on it. It only sticks to Republicans or conservatives because the media will call them on it. Freshman Representative Alexandria Occasio Cortex, wants to save the planet with her Green New Deal, but she keeps tripping over her own giant carbon footprint. We're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. The progressive Darling said in January, speaking of herself and her fellow millennials. And like, this is the war. This is our world war too. Last week, she upped her rhetoric. It is basically a scientific, okay, of course, these stupid ads, pop-ups, a scientific consensus that the lives of our children are going to be very difficult due to climate change. And it does lead young people to have a legitimate question. Is it okay to still have children? This woman is such a fool. I don't know why I'm even, she's a fool. She's an idiot. She's a freaking fool. She really is. She really is a fool. So, yeah, I think that's all I got in the tank for a Monday. Monday. So, I think that is all, folks. I will catch you later. Later.
Political corruption, filth of the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bombs. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.